The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexing by the roaming of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and anxiety of daily life, and the day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulation that is imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
Last weekend, I drove on a really long bus ride with teenagers, and I survived. And while I was at the National Catholic Youth Conference, there was a bishop who gave this wonderful speech, and in the middle of the speech, one of the things he said was, "We need a new Pentecost, a new interior Pentecost in the church." And so a lot of my prayer and thoughts for Advent are kind of surrounding that thought. Are you on the right journey, or are you on a journey leading to nothing? Nowhere, and now you are lost. I prefer a journey of life that leads to something more than myself. We're not a people of self. We are children of God. We are the church. And the church is on the path of salvation. Why do we live as if this is the only life we have? We know this isn't true. There is an eternal life awaiting us. And Jesus came into the world as one of us to show us a different way to go. Jesus came to give us life abundantly. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Advent reminds us that Jesus came to show us the way to heaven. That he is here now pouring out grace and love upon us and the church. He will come again in glory to reveal the truth of the Father's promise. All who come to me will not be lost. You will be found in God. With Jesus, in the love of the Heavenly Father, you always know the way to heaven. The annual season of Advent then is a reminder of the Father's promise to the world. The Father sent Jesus to us. He sent Jesus to us. Who is Jesus? Can you answer that? If someone asked you, could you answer it? How would you answer it? It's an important question. You need to be able to answer this for others who ask you about Jesus. You need to answer this for yourself. Jesus is the incarnate Word of God. He is the Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. He is the Son of God. He is also the Savior of the world. Through his incarnation, through his life and teaching, and ultimately through the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus, all the world is saved in and through our Lord. Jesus is the second person of the Holy Trinity. Jesus is our Lord, our friend, our King. Jesus is everything. Through Jesus, the Father can now show us the way to heaven. Pope Francis speaks of it in this way, speaking to our reason to hope and not despair. He said, "And Advent is a continuous call to hope. It reminds us that God is present in history to lead it to its ultimate goal and to its fullness, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. God is present in the history of humanity. He is the God with us. He walks beside us to support us." And also, servant of God Luis Maria Martinez said it like this: "May the constant cry of hope and of desire never fail to rise from our heart. Then each coming of Jesus will purify us, give us life, make us happy by inflaming us with love." The promise of the Father is Jesus. When we see Jesus, we see the kingdom. When we know Jesus, we know the way to heaven. When we worship Jesus, we are full of hope. When we trust in Jesus, we are not afraid of the evil of the world. When we seek Jesus, we overcome our sins and return to the Lord. Jesus is full of mercy, compassion, and love. So what happens when we turn love toward the world, toward things, when we turn our love, toward the world, toward things, material possessions, when we turn toward ourselves, when we turn love toward the world, we begin to prefer emptiness. All of you have maybe a story of this, of your own life. I turn to the world, I turn to addiction, I turn to anger, I turn to solitude, I turn to the things that are not of God, and I began to prefer emptiness and nothing as opposed to love. A life without God is an empty life. But if God is first, we see blessings, we see joy, we see truth all around us. We will see God in the great and the small. Advent is the season that cries out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way for the love of Jesus to flood your hearts." Advent reminds us that Jesus is truly present. He never leaves us alone. It is the time for us to choose Jesus Christ. Do not prefer emptiness. Come, Lord Jesus, fill our hearts with your love. Show us the way to heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.